Editor's Choice.
This is Editor's Choice
on ABC Radio.
And about this time a week ago, members of my family were surrounded by about 6 feet of water. It was literally lapping their floorboards. They live in South Lismore, and that's where I grew up too. In fact, one of my earliest childhood memories is of the 1974 flood. I remember it was a Sunday night. I was 8 years old. My dad and I went down the backyard. Knowing a flood was on the way, we went under the house to secure the washing machine, just in case it floated away. And next door we had higher ground, so we put the car up there too. We went upstairs, we watched The Wonderful World of Disney, and by the time the show was over, our house too was surrounded by water. Before that, my mum and dad told me stories of the 1954 flood, living in a low-set house in South Lismore, where the water reached the top of the windows. They lived in the rooftop for 4 or 5 days, my mum, my dad, my four sisters, granny and my uncle. This was the days before the state emergency service, when hundreds of people in the area died from drowning. And it's happened again in the last week, as Lismore and many other parts of Australia have either experienced major floods or have succumbed to Cyclone Debbie. We start this week's Editor's Choice with some of the experiences of just some of the people who've been through this over the last week. These people are from my hometown of South Lismore, and these recordings from Samantha Turnbull from ABC Radio in Lismore.
My name's Noel Field.
And where do you live?
This is my mum's place at 42 Casino Street, South Lismore.
So tell me what happened in terms of the flood and this place.
The water backed up from the duck pond, just as you can turn around down there. It just backed up nice and slowly, and the levee bank is that end that came through, and it only came in 3 steps. If you walk in there.
Oh, right. Okay.
So it's only 3 steps under there. I've hosed this bit out already. That's what you can see what the mud looks like.
Okay, so we're looking underneath your house. So it just came in underneath.
Just underneath, and the table's there, 3'6" high, the washing machine's on it. Never covered it before. Dad passed away. He said about 22 inches at the best, and he was right. That's all we got. So everything's fine. So just got to hose it out.
So was that a pleasant surprise for you, perhaps?
Just saying that he said it had only gone here 2 foot when they lifted the house. I'd left here when he built it, when he lifted it. So he was right, 20 inches is nothing. Didn't hurt anything.
And just describe what we're looking at here. Everything's it's a cement floor and the house is raised, so you're prepared for floods.
Yeah, it was. It's every house around here is about 7'6" high. The best flood you can get is about 3'6" if it covers a brick fence, and it didn't cover the brick fence. So first time the water's been on this place in 48 years.
Wow.
So, yeah. But they knew it was coming. Mum grew up, and Mum's 84, so Mum grew up in every flood in Lismore, including this one, the first flood she ever left, because she said she didn't think she could swim anymore. So, but anyhow, we told it was only coming in 2 foot, but 84 and left, first time ever.
So I'm Chris Clapham.
Tell me where you are and what you're doing.
I'm at Lismore Outboards, and I'm in the process of hosing off mud.
And is this where you work?
No, I own the premises here. Yeah, just giving the tenants a hand.
Tell me what's happened in terms of the flood and how much water got in.
We had about, 5 foot of water come through. Yeah, it was pretty interesting.
What sort of damage has it caused?
We've lost a lot of, the boat shop's lost a lot of stock due to, we didn't have anywhere near enough time we moved the boats out. And,
so what went wrong there, do you think? You got the warning, but wasn't quick enough?
No, I was watching the bomb, and the warning actually didn't come on the bomb until about 2 o'clock, I think it was. And yeah, we were still moving boats at something like 11 o'clock at night, and yeah, didn't have time, the girls didn't have time to get all the stock up.
It's Joanne Harrigan. Yeah, got a bit of a surprise with the water. As soon as the water went over the levee, it backed up and came, and we didn't have things packed up high enough, and they just, And I had been storing furniture for some people, and my daughter was living downstairs, so it was just, a little bit devastating for neighbours that water went in their homes. They've lost everything. And my sister had to be evacuated and come over, because the house will never go in the top, but just,
Where does your sister live?
She lives downtown in, what street do you live? Woodlark Street. Okay. Not Woodlark, is it?
Yeah, down the bottom.
Bottom end, and she's still flooded out.
So would you say in terms of the warning, you were warned, but you didn't expect it to come so fast and so high?
Yes, that's right. Because in previous floods, it's come other ways. And the 89 that came through here didn't come on the property at all. So this one come another way and just, quick. But But you live in this area, you expect it. You do. But and it's just been really slow to go down, so whether the levee wall has contributed to not getting away fast enough, because it took a long time to go down as well.
Okay.
And we haven't had power for 3 days.
All right. So what are you doing about that? Have you got a generator?
No. We just, just run out of the last of the hot water, and we've had 6 adults here. Yeah, so, and I've got a gas stove, so we've been doing okay.
Okay.
We could eat.
Now, you have quite the massive pile of stuff in your front yard. Tell me what you've got there.
I have about 4 wardrobes, fridge, a couple of TVs, there's a dishwasher and a wash machine, clothes, yeah, lots of things. Just my childhood, my babies, their stuffed animals and books.
What are you going to do about that? Are you insured?
No, it's too expensive. I'm a single mum.
I'm so sorry.
Oh, I'm lucky. Compared to you go and talk to other people, I'm lucky. Because I was high and dry. It's just the other things that, the memories. They were still thinking that they'd be all right, but you just didn't put them up high enough.
Yeah. What can people do to help you and others in South Lismore and North Lismore?
Look, I'm okay. I'm fine. It's the people that in this street that the water went into their houses. And they're the people that have moved here that don't know floods, where I grew up in floods. So, you know, it's they're the ones that I'm upset for, not me. Because there's the lady that hasn't even come home, 3 doors down, and it went right through. So she doesn't even know what she's going to face yet. And then the people next door, it went through their house. So you'll find they're the people worse off.
And those recordings came to you from Samantha Turnbull from ABC Radio in Lismore.